Log Talk Radio.
Leave me there alone. The game.
Well, God morning to you, God morning to you, God morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm your host, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton of Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Father that we have been able to wake up one more time to command our morning. God is gracious. God is loyal. God is faithful. And I just love him for his auspiciousness. I thank him and praise him. If you haven't already, go ahead on and invite someone to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead on and look us up under FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. You'll be so glad that you did. We are mobile. That's the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio. You don't just have to stick by the radio to listen to us. You can use your tablets, your phone, your laptop, wherever you are. You can take us with you in prayer. And speaking of prayer, if you need to submit a prayer request, we want you to go ahead on over to Facebook and look us up. We are FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And just like our page, you can get scriptures or you can submit prayer requests in the message box. And we are praying throughout the week. You hear us live on Saturday mornings. However, we are in prayer several times during the week. And all your prayer requests are confidential. If you just want to text a prayer request this morning, you could submit that also to 847-942-9979. And we'll be glad, delighted to pray for you. Just go ahead on and do whatever it is that you need to do in submitting that prayer request, because we are so delighted, so excited to pray for each and every last one of you. I pray that you so far are having a God-ordained weekend. It's so beautiful outside, and I'm looking forward to being able to go and do prayer in the park on today. If you haven't heard about that, we try and evangelize during the summer months with prayer. And we go into the parks, and anybody looking for prayer, we pray for them. Yes, we do. We don't judge them. We don't criticize them. But we pray for them. You never know who's looking for prayer. So I'm excited about that. But as normal, we are delighted to get ready to pray our comprehensive prayer this morning, getting ready to just pray over the things to get our weekend started. And I have some things on my heart that I want to touch and agree with you all on that I feel like Holy Spirit has led me to do. And so far, one of those prayers today will just be on healing, the healing of physical man, the healing of the kingdom of God, because so many of us, what the kingdom suffers violence, but we have to go in and take it back by force, and we're going to do that in prayer today. So far, let me just go ahead on and unite with you in prayer with our comprehensive prayer. Gracious Master, Almighty God, we just come humbly but boldly, first and foremost, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you for your omnipotent power. Thank you for waking us up this morning to be able, Lord God, to link our faith with one another. Lord God, we thank you because you decided to tell death to behave so that we can come and submit ourselves to you, sacrificing in prayer, in sleep, so that we may pray. sacrificing our flesh, sacrificing the bed so that we can get up. You said, seek you early while you yet may be found. And God, we are seeking you on today. Forgive us of our sins, God. Forgive us of our trespasses, Father, in the name of Jesus. All those areas that we don't even know that we commit offense and sin. We don't want to stink in your nostrils, Lord God, but we want to be that beautiful, effervescent fragrance to your nostrils, Jesus. Lord God, we ask you right now to purify our prayers by sending the angels down with the heaping coals of fire and anything that might be tainted. They will cleanse it, Lord God, and bring it up to you. May they, Lord God, go and ascend and descend according to our command today. And our command, one of our commands, Lord God, is, Lord God, that we will have peace today in the mighty name of Jesus. We command that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that everywhere that we go, everywhere that we walk, everywhere that we trot, Lord God, that chaos will submit to peace, that turbulence will submit to peace. Lord God, where nervousness and anxiety will submit to peace in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pull down the strongholds and we cast down the vain imaginations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May we walk, Lord God, in our correct time, in our correct seasons. We command, Lord God, that we walk synchronized and syncopated to your footsteps, the footsteps of your heart, being in your will, being in your purpose, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we don't want to be doing anything that's out of your will, but we command alignment for our lives on today. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We will not walk in our own will. We will not walk in our own alignment. We will not do what we want to do. But Lord God, bind our will to your will. Bind our hearts to your heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And then the more that we praise you, the more that we lift you up, the more that we honor you, Lord God, that you will inhabit us, Lord God, that you will come and abide in us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God. Father, we just praise you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just magnify you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you. We love you today, God, because you first loved us. Thank you for doing that. Now, Lord God, as we get ready to go about just our general day, our general weekend, be with the people, oh God. Lord God, we bind up any doubt or confusion that will come upon the hearts of the people and the minds of the people that they walk in their flesh, Lord God. But we command that our minds be in Christ Jesus on today. And Lord God, that we have everybody that we pray for on today will submit to the Lordship down within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the youth even on today. Lord, they can't play outside. They can't go to school. They haven't been able to sit still in homes, Lord God, because the gunfire or the stabbings, oh God. Father, we bind up the murder spirit throughout Chicagoland. Lord God, the guns and those who feel like that they need to use their physical man to get attention and to feel powerful, to feel like they are somebody, we bind that up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, use us, Lord God. We submit ourselves as vehicles, and conduits to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we love you on today. Father, we magnify you on today. Father, we even trust you on today for all the things that you have for us to do as an assignment, oh God. We ask, Lord God, that we just will walk in obedience unto you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Honorable, say, we walk in obedience. We submit to obedience. God, we bind up rebellion, O God, and we command, O God, that we do and speak everything that you will have us to do and speak. So make our ears sensitive unto your voice on today. We command, Lord God, that we will hear you and we will seek you first, O God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. So as we're seeking you, O God, on today, we are following your instructions and delighting ourselves in you. Father God, we just bind up every spirit of error. We bind up every spirit of lie. We bind up every spirit of infirmity. We bind up every evil spirit on today. And we just loose and command truth. We loose and command righteousness. We loose and command your love upon us today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Father, we just praise you. Father, we just delight ourselves in you, oh God. And I'm asking you right now, Father, all these things to be done, all these things, Lord God, to be moved, all these things to come into alignment right now in Jesus' mighty name, oh God. And yes, we do decree these things to be so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you just tuned in, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you just tuned in, you are listening to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors this morning, where we are on the wall for you. We are interceding on behalf of you. You may submit a confidential prayer request to 847-942-9979. And you may go over to our Facebook page and do the same, because we are listening and looking out for your prayer requests. We don't just look at them in the inbox, or we don't just ignore them, but we do it. We pray over it, and then we look for you to come back and give us the testimony. We come back in and we're looking for the victory report. Whose report do we believe? We believe the report of the Lord. So go ahead on and call a friend or text someone, tweet someone, let them know we're live right now on Blog Talk Radio, and they can tune in via phone. They can tune in via text, or they can dial in even to 213-943-3799. And I want you all to just bring your minds in unto God, because we are getting ready to have the enemy's yokes to be destroyed and chains to be broken. Hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Hallelujah. That's a spiritual thing. You got to go into the heavenlies. Get into your spirit, man, to hear that thing. You got to be able to not listen for that in the natural, but hear the yokes being destroyed in the spirit realm. You got to be able to draw your mind in unto Christ and then loose your lips. People, loose your lips. Loose your lips. We have the power to destroy. We have the power to command. What life and death is in the power of the tongue. And this is what we are doing. We are able to destroy yokes with our own mouths. So begin to speak, begin to decree, begin to declare. The Bible says that thou wilt decree a thing. So that's all we need to be doing on today. Decree whatever it is that you want done in your life. Begin to speak, begin to declare, begin to destroy, begin to denounce, but tell Satan where his boundaries are. Let him know the lines he cannot cross. Hallelujah. Come on now, somebody. You all got to walk in this thing. You all have got to believe in this thing. And then you have to declare this thing. Hallelujah. We are excited for you who have tuned in on today, every listener. I just decree and declare a special blessing over your lives. Those who have tuned in, those who have dialed in, those who are leaving prayer requests. I am praying, or we are praying for you. We are touching and agreeing on behalf of you. We have people who are just racked with pain. Their bodies hurt every day, or their bodies are racked with pain because of injury or warfare, or even in the natural of physical surgery. We are praying for you. I am getting ready to pray, matter of fact, a healing prayer for some of you on today, that God will just move by his spirit in your lives and begin to go down into your bodies and begin to bring together things that are out of alignment, and bring together things that have come out of the will of God. But the word says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hallelujah. But God delivered them out of them all. Hallelujah. He didn't say he delivered some. He said he delivered us out of them all. And you notice I said us. I'm talking about the present. I'm talking about you, you, and you who are listening, who are believing. Let's pray this prayer. Let's decree this prayer. Remember, we are going in with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. And then we enter into your courts with praise, Lord God, and we thank you that you've forgiven us and given us freedom and liberty from sin and from guilt on today. We are dead to sin, Lord God, only alive to righteousness, only alive to your will, only alive to your purpose, Lord God. Jesus bore our sins in his body, Lord God. He came, Lord God, that we might have life and have that more abundantly. So I speak that over the people today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that Jesus bore all of our sickness and he carried our pain. Therefore, we give no place to sickness or pain. Pain be bound up. Headaches be bound up. Arthritis be bound up. Blood disorders be bound up. Cancer be bound up. Diabetes be bound up. Glaucoma be bound up. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we loose healing upon the people today, oh God. Release the right chemicals in their bodies, the genetic makeup, Lord God. Make it come into alignment of your will. Make it come into alignment of your purpose. Make it come into alignment of the things that Jesus Christ died on the cross for, Lord God, so that we don't suffer, oh God. May we trust in you the correct way. Lord God, you said, oh, ye of little faith. Well, you also said, if we just have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains, oh God. So on today, Lord God, we remove the mountain of sickness and pain and disappointment and depression, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we command that our joints come into perfect function, oh God, that there will be no pain or swelling in our joints in the name of Jesus. Our joints refuse to allow anything that will hurt or destroy their normal function. We're not limping, oh God, or we're not looking for the aspirin bottles, oh God, but we're looking for the healing oil of you on today. Go throughout our bodies, oh God. Go throughout our blood cells and destroy every disease, every virus, every germ, every sickness, every thing that is not like you, that has entered into our blood cells to try to make us have cancer, oh God. Satan, oh Lord, God rebuke you now. Your plots and plans are destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We are commanding these things on today. May even those who have congestive heart failure or have high blood pressure, low blood pressure, we command, Lord God, that their hearts beat as normal. We command that their hearts beat with the rhythm of life, carrying life throughout their body, because, Lord God, you sent your Son once again that we might have life and life more abundantly. And our bodies and our lives are restored and we are healthy, oh God. We don't declare anything else but that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is doubled over in pain, oh God. They have been afflicted, they said. They have never felt pain like this before. Satan, you are a lie. You're trying to make them be distracted and focus on the pain. But I taught on something. On the only things that will grow are the things that we feed. So Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We will not feed and focus on the pain, but we will feed and focus on the healing. So take away the pain, oh God, and give us a mindset to focus on your healing, focus on your word, focus on healing scriptures. Lord God, bring ministering angels even, Lord God, to sing songs into our hearts, that we might be encouraged, oh God. But we refuse to allow sickness, pains, or diseases to dominate our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We are not afflicted by that. But Lord God, we're inflicted by truth and your word on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, may every organ today, every tissue of our body, function in the perfection that it's created to function, oh God. And we bind up and forbid any malfunctions in our bodies today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we command it. We command it. Believe with me, saints of God. We command it. If you have to say it out loud, just say you command it. In the name of Jesus. God, somebody's looking for a job. I have to pray for employment today. Lord God, somebody needs employment. Somebody needs an overflow. Somebody needs $100. Somebody needs $300. Somebody needs $500. Somebody needs $1,000. But God, whatever the need, meet the need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are daily loaded with benefits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We have abundance. So, Lord God, when the bills come, we just write the checks. We believe even in supernatural deposits into our bank accounts, God. Increase the numbers in our bank accounts where people are negative, oh God. Make them positive. And Lord God, where people are running short in their bank accounts, we ask that you will bring the increase. Lord God, if it come by check in the mail, if they find a $1,000 bill on the ground, we just believe you today. Lord God, you want us to think out of the box. You want us to declare out of the box. Don't box you in. You don't have to just give us enough for gas money. We don't have to just believe you for just a car fare or for the $30 light bill. But Lord God, we want extra. We want overflow. We want to be able to bless somebody else because you said you give seed to the sower. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bring the seed. Hallelujah. Bring the seed unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. But move by your spirit. Have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we bind up right now, every spirit of fear, every spirit of doubt, every spirit that will cause us to not believe and trust in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and we decree these things to be so. Yes. And amen. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah for joining us on today. We thank you for tuning in with us on today. We thank you that you've even invited someone to listen in with us on today. Like I say, go ahead on right now and invite somebody over to Blog Talk Radio. Invite somebody to our FMFC Global Prayer Warrior Facebook page in the name of Jesus. Let somebody in on the prayer. Don't be selfish with it. We want to be able, listen, saints of God, don't you know that the more numbers, the more people that we have to unite with us in prayer, the Bible says one will chase 1,000 a flight, but two will put 10,000 a flight. We want the numbers to be up to 30, 40, 90. We want the people to influx. The Blog Talk Radio. We want people to influx and dial into 213-943-3799. So go ahead on and invite somebody. I'm going to loose this microphone over to a mighty man of God, the West Coast pastor that prays with us for FMSC Global Prayer Warriors, and we want Holy Spirit to just use him on today. Pastor Mel, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, thank God, that there's no technological difficulty. We're going to lose this microphone. The anointing is high. Go forth in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Father God, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today, Father. Father, we just want to, Father, stop for a moment and give you praise and honor you, Father. Uplift your name. So, Father, right now, we just take this time to give you praise right now. I want to ask everyone on the line to just stop what you're doing and just give God some praise. Lift your hands up and just give God some praise right now. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. We uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Father, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for every blessing, every word that has proceeded out of your mouth, Father. Father, we thank you and give you praise. We thank you for the victory right now, Father. We thank you for the answers to the prayers, Father, right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, you are a God that answers prayers, Father. So we thank you. We praise you, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy of praise. The glory is yours and yours only. So we give you glory, Father. We magnify your name. We uplift your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, Father, we come before your throne of grace, Father. Father, I'd like to start off by praying for children. Father, we just ask that you continuously give your angels charge over our children, Father. Father, we ask that you even watch over those, Father, that interact with our children, O Heavenly Father. Father, bind up their ears from ungodly talk, ungodly counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Father, Father, we even bind the mouths of those, Father, that will speak ungodly things to our children, Father. Father, and we ask, Father, that you create in those that they would hang out with, creating them a clean heart, O Heavenly Father, so they will speak things of encouragement, uplifting, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind the actions of the bully, O Heavenly Father. those that would bully others, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind up those spirits right now, O Heavenly Father, that control and manipulate those into bullying, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, strengthen our children. Father, give them wisdom, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, pour into them. Use them that they would be fishers of men, and bring others to the kingdom. Give them heavenly intellect, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now, Father. Father, we plead the blood over them and their bodies, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against sickness with our children, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We give you praise right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that our children are favored in school, Father, that you give them super academic abilities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them minds that will retain the information, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them hearts and desires, Father, to root themselves in your word, Father, right now until the day that you call them home now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you and give you praise right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift your name right now. Father, I want to uplift ministry leaders right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, I just ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that you begin to renew and re-strengthen, Father, those in ministry, O Heavenly Father. Father, refresh them, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, the teachings, Father, the outpour, O Heavenly Father, is renewed, Father. It's refreshing, Father, when they speak to the ministry partners, the congregations, Father. Even those that are listening, Father, become refreshed, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give them a new wave, Father, of wisdom, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Father. Father, you know their every need, O Heavenly Father. Let their every need be met, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would pour into their heart, that even the words, the confession of their mouths change, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Give them a fresh revelation of your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you even give them, Father, a double portion of angelic support, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Send your angels forth, Father, to minister to them, Father. A higher, Father, a number of angelic support, Father, to help them, Father, to carry out the assignment, O Heavenly Father, to war for them, O Heavenly Father, in the spiritual, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, let us begin to hear the testimonies, Father. Hallelujah, of those in ministry, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, even let them know, Father, it is okay, Father, to rest, Father, to rest the body, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we just thank you, and we give you praise right now, Father. We magnify your name, Father. We uplift those, Father, that are the ministry partners, the congregation, O Heavenly Father. Father, when they come to church, Father, clear their minds, O Heavenly Father, so that they will receive what is being taught, Father, and it will be properly digested, Father, because the focus is on the word, O Heavenly Father, and not earthly things, Father, not bills, O Heavenly Father, not work, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask, Father, that you give them a palate for your word, O Heavenly Father. Father, give them hearts that will retain, O Heavenly Father, minds that will understand, O Heavenly Father. Father, spirits that will be obedient to what is being said. Father, let us be doers of the word and not hearers only, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give us minds, Father, that where we will meditate on the word. Keep speaking, keep uttering, O Heavenly Father, bringing down those strongholds, Father, in and around our lives, O Heavenly Father, because we are speaking your word, O Heavenly Father, your word that goes out and accomplishes what you set it out about to do, and that will not return to you void, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the word quickly take root, Father, and take a deep root, Father, so the word will not be stolen from the hearts of your children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We give you praise right now, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father. Father, let our words, O Heavenly Father, reinforce your promises, O Heavenly Father. Let our words not speak against your promise or speak against the things that we prayed for, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the enemy right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, we know the enemy is attacking us on every front, Father. Father, multiple fronts, Father. So right now, Father, for those in the ministry, Father, those that are your children, Father, the righteous one, Father, even those, Father, that are being guided, Father, to your throne of grace, to salvation, Father, right now in their lives, Father, we come against the enemy right now. Father, we bind the enemy right now. Father, we bind every action, every assignment. Father, we bind every plan, every focus, every word spoken by witches and warlocks, Father, and we that they will not be fruitful. Father, the strongholds, Father, are torn down now. We bind them up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, so everyone that is set free, everyone will be set free. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that they are free right now. Free from the actions and the efforts of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood, Father, over everyone that this prayer covers, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Father, every word spoken to be so in Jesus' mighty name, Father. And we say amen, amen, thank you, Lord, and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, men of God. We appreciate you this morning standing on the wall with us in prayer, linking your faith. It's truly a blessing, like I said, when we're able to come together in numbers. And this is not the only day that we do that. Please also tune in with us on Tuesday nights for prayer. We do prayer over prophecy. We call it POP. If you've liked our page on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, you will see that there. And we come together. What POP means, or Prayer Over Prophecy means, is just that we are trying to allow you to speak a prophetic word that you've received any time in your life that has not come to pass. And it might have been some tarry time, you know, and the enemy does what? He does come to kill, steal, and destroy. You to be able to feel comfortable in knowing that you could call in and be with us on Tuesday night. And so that number is 712-432. I am actually, I've never forgotten this number before. 0111. That's the enemy right there. And our access code is 532-190#. So feel free to dial in on Tuesday night. But I also have some awesome, wonderful news for us. Today, we will not just be on our regular internet TV show that comes on at 3 o'clock. We will be streaming live, saints of God, at 6 p.m. God has blessed us so much. See, that's one thing about it. I was prophesied to that I would be on TV and radio. And, of course, when the actual word came, I thought, Oh, God, I'm too shy for that. I don't know about that one. I don't like being in the forefront. If anybody who knows me personally knows that I'm the one who always sits in the back of the church, I'm always the one trying to slip out. I never make an announcement that I'm there. I'm not one who has to be seen. And I won't go into anybody's pulpit without being invited. And so when they were prophesying this, I'm like, Lord, I'm shy. TV? Oh, Lord. But God is doing it, and he's given me the Holy Ghost boldness to follow through and be in alignment with the things that he has ordained and desired for my life. So at 6 o'clock, I want you to join me. Go over to Christ Family Network. Christ Family Network. Look under Birthing the Kingdom, and you will see myself, Ministry in Motion, Apostle Rosalind Overton. You'll see that picture that you're familiar with, and we will be streaming live at 6 o'clock tonight. So not only can you see us at 3 on internet radio under the Hava channel, C-H-A-Y-A-H. People don't know that. That's Hebrew. We'll be on at 3. That's a previous taping. But at 6, we will go live. And then, of course, you can join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on the Hava Broadcasting Network. And see, what we try to do is give an encouraging word for those of you who are up getting ready for service and you want to hear, you know, Christian music, or you want to hear the word of God on your way to the house of God. We are on at 8 a.m. Go to Christ Family Network and look under the Hava channel, and we are right there. We are so grateful for you for tuning in. We're so grateful for all of you who have decided to donate and sow seed. God gives seed to the sower. If you'd like to donate to Follow Me as I Follow Christ and help us stay on radio and TV, please send it to P.O. Box 558-394. P.O. Box 558-394. We are in Chicago, Illinois, 60655. And that as well is tax deductible. But what's most important to me is when you mail in your donation, send it with a prayer request. We believe in having you all name your seed. So if you send a donation of any amount, make sure it includes a prayer request so that I might pray over your seed. We also would just like for you to go ahead on and like our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, because we're excited that we do go into the mailbox. And once we see your prayer request, I have people that do write back with the testimony, and oh my goodness, that just blesses my soul. When God answers prayer, come on now, what's the point of praying if you're not going to believe to receive the victory report? What is the point? We want to hear the victory report as soon as you get it, and God has been answering prayer. Well, that looks like that's about it on the announcements. We love you. We honor you for tuning in with us on today. And once again, please invite someone to tune in with us. I am your host, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. It is about that time for us to kind of move on to our dismissal song. But God bless you and command your day, and have a God-ordained day in Jesus' mighty name.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say God bless you. Say Church.